Com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. John Reagan's with us. Hey, John, we've got a meetup tonight. Ziggy's 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone. And I'm going to be talking about the past life regression experience that I had with Dr. Norman Shealy at his institute last Wednesday. It was filmed for television. I don't know the date that it will be available, but you can watch it on the internet. And I asked Dr. Shealy if he and I could discuss what happened, his reaction to my reaction, for 1 hour while we were being filmed together, the two of us, doing a past life regression of me and where I was. And I'm going to be talking about that tonight at the meetup. So we'll do that, and we'll have a news update. We'll talk about Chief Shane Harger, who was fired from the Jemez Springs Police Department. He was absolutely fired, no question about it. And the people in the village of Jemez Springs who said, no, he's just on administrative leave. No, we're not going to fire him. They lied. And the sheriff of Sandoval County, New Mexico, saying, no, we didn't. The police department is intact. Come on. It's intact. We didn't disband it. It's intact. That sheriff lied. So we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about Mike Parsons. Mike Parsons, he was raided. Now, I don't know how else you can describe this. Four police cars show up at his farm. An animal control truck, an animal control containment, caged truck showed up. So two animal vehicles, animal control vehicles. The state veterinarian was there. Four patrol cars. The chief, who is the public relations person of Tipton County, Tennessee, was there, all dressed up, ready for a photo op. Three guys in another vehicle, dressed in body armor. I guess that would be like a SWAT team with AR-15s. They were there. And then Mike Parsons, patrol guy. I'm sorry, parole guy was there. Yeah. And they said, we just want to check the animals, make sure everybody's safe. You really need a SWAT team? Four patrol cars, two animal control vehicles, guys in body armor, AR-15s, just to make sure Mike Parsons' animals are okay? Are you serious? More lies. More lies from the Tipton County, Tennessee Sheriff's Department. I don't know how else you can say it. What else would it be? Just checking on Mike's dogs just to make sure they're okay? You need all that? Seriously, if my sheriff wanted to find out if my cows were okay, I would expect him to call me up and say, hey, Vinny, I got this report. Are your cows okay? And I say, Sheriff, of course they're okay. Of course they're okay. I almost talk about them, you know, several times a week on the air. Of course they're okay. They're my livelihood. Why wouldn't they be okay? And if he said, Vinny, I got to come out, I'd say, okay. So you want to come out and look at my animals? We can do that. Now, are you going to bring a SWAT team with you to make sure everybody's safe? I don't think he would do that. And if he did, I would certainly ring the alarm loud and clear, and I would do everything I could to replace him. By the way, I may have to run for sheriff. I may have to do it. I don't want to. I really don't want to. I want him to do the right thing. But I don't have a problem with my sheriff like Mike Parsons does. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a SWAT team showing up at your place? That's a no-win situation, class. It's our worst fear. John, you met Mike Parsons, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Did he seem like a threat of any kind? I mean, to you? I mean, didn't he seem like a cool, calm, and collected guy?
Well, you know, anybody that speaks the truth is a threat.
Yeah. 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 So I've been in touch with Mike Parsons. I talk to him every couple of days. We're trying to see what we can to get him out of there. And Sam Bushman and I are going to be on the phone doing what we can. Now, the judge has said that his bail is set at $5,000. So at putting 10% up, he only needs $500. He can get out of jail. But his parole officer put a hold on the bond, so Mike can't get out of jail. They've got him in there. Now, these guys, these are the same people who said we're really worried about his animals. But they took away the guy who was caring and protecting and defending and feeding and watering and sheltering the animals. Okay. John Reagan, back to you. Where do you want to go?
Well, this week's a little bit different in that when I started putting the news together, I realized that we end up with a lot of the bigger picture type items. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to go work on building the bigger picture.
Okay.
At the top of my list is weather type stuff, snow, drought, and let's start with the snow. The southeast United States has been hit with a second storm in a couple of weeks. They could not possibly begin to get prepared the way the cities in northern climates do in that amount of time. So we knew that traffic was still going to be horrible. However, a lot of people stocked up before the storm hit this time because they learned their lesson. There's been articles posted that, you know, these cities only got 2 or 3 inches of snow. Look how bad it was. You know, what happens if something really bad happened, which is a good question. But look at what the normalcy is. They don't normally get these kind of snows. They just cannot afford to stockpile a bunch of salt and have snow plows for something that happens rarely. That's why 2 or 3 inches of snow does them in. However, we can also look, and this is what the article that I've linked to entitled Snow is, Pennsylvania is used to having snow, and they've used 50% more salt already this winter at the time that this was written, and we've got more snow going there. So even the places that are used to snow are really not equipped to handle the amount of snow we've gotten this year. Besides the modification, we've had changes going on. We have the sun producing less energy, hitting the earth. That changes our weather. The modification going on doesn't create the weather, but it steers weather. We've got the fallout effect from the BP disaster taking out the Gulf Stream. So our weather is wacky, and it's likely not going to go back to normal in our lifetimes. We have a drought,
John,
going on in Kelly. Yes.
John, I just want to put an exclamation point on what you said. I was on the phone on Friday with Laclede Electric Company, which is the utility that provides power to the farm currently. And the next couple of days, I'll tell the class why I was on the phone with them. But I asked the chief engineer, I said, my belief is that we're using this time of the year, we're using 2 to 3 times more energy, more electricity, more fuel than we have in a comparable time in previous years. And he said, You're absolutely right. So, John, I'm just confirming what you said from the chief engineer of an electric utility. It's 2 to 3 times as much electricity as we normally would use this time of year. Please continue.
Okay. We talked about the California drought last week and how bad that is. And yeah, there's a discussion that this problem in California may be a new Dust Bowl type situation that may go on for 200 years. It still could go either way, so we need to keep an eye on it. But that's not the only place. There are other states, and listed in this article, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, Idaho, Kansas, New Mexico, Nevada, Oklahoma, Texas, and Utah are also having problems in addition to California. That's big. We've talked about how the cattle has been affected. We're down to herd levels of 1951. And it's not just the United States. Brazil is rationing water to 140 cities amid their worst drought in decades. And I believe we've also talked about how we are exporting water to China from the Great Lakes because they don't have enough water. That's a serious situation, and I really don't see it easing anytime soon.
John, when I was in college, back in the 70s at the university, one of our professors said, you know, garbage, energy, and water, those are going to be the problems that you are going to face in 40 years. They're serious, and you will experience them. And he's absolutely right. Water. John, you can't live where there's no water. It's impossible. It's impossible to live where there's no water. 3 days without water, and most of us would die. Please continue.
Next on the list, I called it Fry Fry Birdie. This is a report from a new solar farm in our southwest desert that opened, and turns out that when birds fly over this, they tend to get fried from 1,000 degree Fahrenheit heat. It's similar to the problem we have with the wind farms where birds get killed by the blades. So things that we're trying to do to come up with alternate energy has impacts of its own.
John Reagan's talking about a massive, looks like a solar collection farm. Huge. Huge. With solar collectors aimed upward toward the sun. And birds flying above it get cooked. I'll post it right now. You can go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com and find it.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg is with us, and we're talking about this, the largest solar farm, solar electric generation farm, right on the border of California and Nevada. And when you go to look at it, you'll see the pictures at John Reagan's website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, or USA Prepares. I just posted it. You'll see one, two, three, four, at least five chemtrails, maybe six. In some of these pictures, you'll see the solar farm, and you'll see the dead birds. It's absolutely horrible. I suggest viewer discretion if you're going to look at this website. You're going to see some pictures of birds that have been cooked, feathers on. It's horrible, John.
And we need to put energy in perspective, too. There was a widget produced by oilprice.com that was on one of the pages I was reading, and it showed world energy production 2014. And the top three is what's considered fossil fuels, crude oil, coal, and natural gas. Those three combine total about 55 million, and this is in billions of BTU, so it's very, very large numbers. 55 billion out of 62.7 million total produced for the year. Hydroelectric and nuclear take most of the rest at about 7 billion. Wind, biofuels, solar, geothermal, all of that combined comes up to about 1 billion. So all of the alternatives that we have really don't amount to anything. We would be having to reduce energy usage, well over 90% just to rely on these alternative energies. So we've got issues coming down the road.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, if you just look at this, back in the 1960s, the average typical suburban house would burn at least 500 gallons of fuel oil, which is the same thing as diesel oil that trucks use, the same thing that diesel small and large trucks use, same thing. It now is dyed red for off-road use, meaning heating oil and farm use, or green for on-road use. It's the same thing. It's just dyed two different colors. Well, the average home in the Northeast would burn at least 500 gallons of this fuel. Just think about how big of a fire 500 gallons would make. And just think about all the oxygen that fire would make and burn. Or, I'm sorry, how much oxygen that fire would consume. And just think about all the heat from just that one house escaping from the house into the environment. All of it, all that heat ultimately escapes. And multiply that times every house. That's an enormous amount of fuel. And I don't know of any way of producing energy that's practical that does not generate heat. I don't know anyone. Nuclear does. Gas does. Even the friction of spinning turbines does. Okay, John, what's next?
Well, Vincent, you might want to have your bliss ready. The next item I'll be talking about, I've labeled it only money, because coal is roughly about a third of the big three there, and it's used in production of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
This article has a short clip from a congressional testimony where they asked the question, how much will these new clean coal rules increase energy costs? And the person that was representing the White House replied, it would increase, well, the first round would increase costs by 70 to 80%. The second round would be about 50%.
John Reagan, if I understand what you just said, we're looking at 70 to 80% increase in the cost of energy for electric power generation year one or as first round, and 50% by second round, 130%? Is that what we're talking about? Let us know when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25.
Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we've got John Reagan with us. John, we've got Greg. Greg's with us from Delta, Utah. He's calling in from one of our affiliates, Delta, Utah, AM 540 KYAH. Greg, you've got some thoughts?
Yeah, I do. You know, you were talking, well, just real quick on the solar. If you have your own personal solar, you're not going to have any problems with killing birds, frying and doing that. That's the answer to that. But, yeah, we have a windmill, and I have racing pigeons, and one day we lost about six of them. Since then, the windmill has been shut down. But As far as the solution to water, I want everybody to just go to YouTube and do a search for large-scale solar water still. And I developed just from, you know, I had a saltwater well, and I just asked a question one night in prayer, how can I make use of this? And I woke up the next morning and about 3 o'clock in the morning and wrote down on paper a design, and sure enough, it worked. But there's only going to be one there because there's no such thing until I come up with it. But it's called large-scale solar water still. If you look at it, it'll say day four. And that's the fourth day after I built it, you can see water pouring in a 4-gallon bucket. That water is distilled, and it came from water at least twice as salty as the ocean, kind of like the Great Salt Lake. And as far as heat, I also cracked that. I made, out of recycled materials, I made something that would actually store the heat so that I could use it at night as well, using from the sun. And it puts out zero fuel. Zero fuel is necessary other than a little bit of electricity from a solar panel, a couple batteries to run the fans to transfer the heat. But whether it gets that, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what I've done is I've got day four after your setup of the solar water still. I'm going to put it on page one of USAPreparedness.com. And why don't we do this? Why don't we get our class used to it, and then why don't we set up a broadcast where you come in and tell us exactly what you've done, how it works, and why?
That would be fine. You know what? I am nervous about it because it's so simple that once you see the drawing, you understand how it works. And the first question was, why has nobody been able to figure this out?
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call.
But, go to YouTube and put in large-scale solar water still, and it's the only thing that will pop up that's big because there's nothing else out there that works. Anyway.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
And go ahead and feel free to contact me, and we'll get set up. Thanks.
I will. Hey, Greg from KYAH. I'll post that on the website in the next few minutes. John, please continue.
And I think that helps to point out that there are solutions, but there's no large-scale solutions that people are going to be able to do for you. You need to take control of your life and take help from your family. Okay, for those following along, we're on the news tab, the financialstateoftheunion.com, and I want to skip down. I've got going for the record, part of the record, and world record near the bottom of the list. I want to make sure we get to that before we run out of time. Going for the record is a top 10 list of the 10 worst economic collapses in history. And number 10 was the Fourth Crusade, which in today's value would be $41 million. We talk a lot about the Weimar Republic. It was number 2 at what would be $420 billion today. Number 1 is the British Empire, and that came in at $872 billion. So it's less than $1 trillion is the worst financial collapse in history. Well, when we look at the next article, we have David Stockman talking about just the interest rate swaps. These are not all derivatives, just the interest rate swaps. They're in the range of $500 trillion. So just those derivatives are more than 500 times the largest financial collapse in history. The third article talks about global debt is now in the range of $230 trillion. We are living in a global economic society now. In addition to that debt, we also know that we have over $200 trillion in the current value of unfunded liabilities for our social insurance programs. So by the time you add up what is owed and what is promised, that's somewhere in the neighborhood of another $500 trillion. So we're talking about over a quadrillion, not including other derivatives. A total pool that's 1,000 times larger than the largest financial collapse in history. That is what we are looking at getting ready to unravel.
Well, that's just like you always do, John. Bring us the news and wipe the smile right off our faces.
Just doing my job.
There's no way out.
And that's why, you know, I urge people, get prepared, because there are solutions. You may not like the lifestyle, like the cushy lifestyle you have now, but people lived for literally thousands of years without the benefit of this modern technology that we have, including oil, coal, this level, and natural gas.
John, let me share this with you. This is not part of what we're going to talk about today, but I feel it's important. I keep mentioning this trip I had to Arkansas. John, the United States of America is being dismantled from within. And I bought this barn. I bought one-third of it. I bought, you know, roughly 120 feet of it. It's a 400-foot-long barn, 40 feet wide. It's used for raising chickens, these factory chickens. You know, like these name brands that you might have heard of. And they concentrate the birds in these 400-foot-long. You can call them chicken coops, you can call them barns, you can call them whatever you want. They've got metal roofs, metal sides, dirt floors. They've got watering systems, and they've got lights and so forth. Well, I bought 120 feet of the 400-foot barn, and I asked the guy, the owner of the company who was dismantling this, I said, how much did this barn cost a few years ago when it was new? He said $750,000. At the price I was paying, and I didn't set the price, he did. I could have bought the whole thing loaded on my trucks or trailers. If I had a semi, I could have loaded the whole thing on one of them probably. But instead, I only had a 26-foot trailer, gooseneck trailer. So I loaded it on, or they loaded it on there for me, and we strapped it on and took it back to our farm in Missouri. I could buy the whole thing for $30,000, a $750,000 structure. When it was new. And it's not that old. It's only a few years old. Less than 10 cents on the dollar. I didn't set the price. Now, why am I buying it? Because I need to protect my animals. But now the question is, why? Why are these chicken coops all over Arkansas? Why are they being dismantled? Here's why. The people who own the farms can't afford to pay the taxes on the property with these barns. They are out of the chicken business. They can't make a go of it. Can you imagine? There's three of these barns on the property, three of them 400 feet long, and they're being sold as smaller barn packages. Now, guys like me, I don't need a chicken barn 400 feet long, but I sure would like one for my hay and my equipment. 120 feet long is fine for me. We are dismantling our food production by selling off these barns. Now, the reason that they're selling them is because they can't afford the taxes on the improvements that these barns make to their property. So, they're being dismantled. John, this is crazy. We are dismantling the United States of America, our food production. And it's not like this is the only one. There are these barns neglected all over Arkansas, because people can't make a go of it. And tomorrow, we're going to have a bombshell with Deborah Tavares. She did the research. I was on the phone offline with her talking about it yesterday. She figured it out. They're moving the chickens to China. Please continue.
Yes, and, you know, cities, it's rare for one of the big franchises to go out of business. You know, when you've got a McDonald's, a Burger King, a Wendy's, their systems are so researched, you rarely see one of their buildings go empty. Well, we had one of those when we moved to Springfield there on Sunshine. It used to be a Burger King. And it sat there. They reduced the price of it, and now the building's been torn down. And I believe, and this is my speculation, that the...
I think we lost John. I think he'll reconnect. But I think we lost John Reagan. Are you back?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Now we can. Yeah, now we can. Yeah, you're talking about the Burger King building. I went into the meetup last Monday and I said, hey, where's the Burger King? It's flattened. It's now gone. You're right. They're trying to sell it for years. This was a fabulous building. I would have loved it. I would have loved it for USAPreparedness.com. We could have had our own restaurant right there, our own meetup.
And my speculation is they tore it down because they couldn't keep on affording to pay taxes on that kind of building.
There you go. That's exactly what I was saying about these chicken barns. Now imagine how much work it would take to build a barn 40 feet wide by 400 feet long, and then multiply that times 3, and then imagine selling it for less than 10 cents on the dollar.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What
today
you've got your
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hey, class. Tonight I'm on stage at Ziggy's, 5:30. And I've got in my hands a thumb drive of the video that was taken with me and Dr. Shealy last Wednesday. I have not looked at it. I hope I'm going to have a chance to look at it before the meetup. But I might show a portion of that, and I don't want to show the whole thing because I don't want to steal Dr. Shealy's thunder. But I might show the setup, and I'm certainly going to talk about what happened to me, who I was, whether I was in a past life, or whether these are part of previous remnants of DNA that have just come to surface under hypnosis by Dr. Shealy, or whether these are just my thoughts that came to surface. But I was a person who fought the British in the Revolutionary War. I was nobody special. No one special. I was just a farmer. And a freeze-dried guy called me over the weekend, and he really gave me a hard time. I told him I was just a farmer. And he said, no. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, those guys were farmers, too. And I said, yeah, but no, I realized I was just a farmer. But I resisted with everything I had and all the fabric that I had I used in the resistance. And I said, you know what, freeze-dried guy? It's the same thing I'm doing right now. It's exactly the same thing I'm doing. I'm resisting. I'm not giving in. I'm not giving up. And some people thought that maybe because of this really, really horrific experience that I had, not with Dr. Shealy, but in this as a past life, it was no fun. It was war. It was all the horrors of war were there. Tears were streaming down my face during this regression. It's on television. Or it was videoed. It will be on television. I don't know the date, but I'll let you know. And I'll talk about that tonight. But some people think that, you know, it was so horrible that maybe I might look at this life, this current one, right behind the microphone right now, and say, you know what, I can hit the reset button next life and it'll be better. No. I look at this this past life regression as a renewed commitment to do better, to resist more, to be smarter about it, and not give in. John Reagan. So we'll be there tonight. And will you be there tonight talking about some updates that you have?
I could do that.
Okay, if you'd like, that'd be great. And I'll talk about the updates for Mike Parsons, and he's still in jail, and Chief Shane Harger. And then I'd like to have a roundtable with the entire meetup group. And I'd like you to share, all of us, to share things that you think we need to know about, you know, the important issues. And that's tonight's meetup, 5:30. And if you're a politician, don't show up, okay? And if you're a government minion, we're going to take your picture, and we're going to make you famous. So if you're a government minion, you think you're going to sneak in and learn about Vinny's past life regression ahead of time, we're going to make you famous. We're going to take your picture. We have a security team. We do. And they're armed. They're armed. And you won't know who they are. I'm serious. I am absolutely serious. We have a security team whose mission is to protect all of us. And they're there. So, government minions, I suggest you pay attention to what I just said. John Reagan, what do you have in the final few minutes?
Okay. I have a link called From 2011. This is an article posted in the Daily Mail in June of 2011. And it talks about this new company called Social Intelligence that private companies can use to see what you've posted on social media for the last 7 years. And what I thought was interesting about this is this article predates the revelation of government spying, because we just found out about that pretty much during this past year.
Mm-hmm.
But your life is being surveilled and controlled from different, you know, different quarters. We've got the government.
Yeah.
We've got retailers. Mm-hmm. We've got employers. And it's not a pretty sight, and I'll tell you, it doesn't end well.
John Reagan, I can tell you this, that we found out about this antenna array that I think it's called Footpath, set up in Virginia and Southern California to track people on Black Friday a couple years ago, and we rallied national attention. They had to shut it down. There was so much resistance to the spying and tracking of people walking by with their cell phones, with their individual addresses on each cell phone. We know who you are and where you're going and how much time you spent in Victoria's Secret. We know. Okay? Well, we put a stop to it. And it's gotten worse. We only stopped that one little incident, but it's getting worse. It's out of control. And I'm evaluating a new product that's being sent to me for my evaluation to stop the tracking. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, John Reagan. See you tomorrow.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.